lane in center, it's Royce Clayton Jr., and in right, it's Hiroto Kobayashi. I mentioned T.P. Wentworth at the plate. You might remember him from earlier in the season. He has got some big power in that bat. Sends one up the middle, though, and it gets on by into center field. Doesn't need to show off the power. Instead, just has a good piece of contact and gets an RBI single with it. Sends home Hankerson Jr. from third base. Back-to-back RBIs for the Dock Spiders have this down to a one-run game in the bottom of the first. Well, the offense has certainly come out early here in Fond du Lac. Much different from the previous few games the Rafters have been a part of. Landon Mensick now at the plate takes the first pitch at the letters for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Mensick, the right-handed hitting left fielder, has a runner on first and two away in the bottom of the first. 3-2 lead for the Rafters. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. 0-2 the count now. Over on first base is T.P. Wentworth, and Wentworth has attempted 8 stolen bases this season, been successful on 5 of them. 0-2 the count, grounded foul towards third base, and will redo the 0-2 count. Mensick this year, batting .306 on the season, with an .857 OPS. He has been a huge piece to this Dock Spiders team in 31 games. Got a runner on first in the 0-2 count. A breaking ball that just misses low for ball number one, and Jones's hat fell off after that pitch. Much like Drew Thompson from earlier in the season. Man, Thompson always loved that hat that would just fall off of his head. Not sure why, but hey, it worked for him. 1-2 the count coming home. It's fouled right back into the netting, and still a 1-2 count. Mensick has now fouled off 2 pitches with a pair of strikes, and he'll step over to the side and maybe get a new bat here, as I'll just put a little bit more of that pine tar on the hands and now back out to the batter's box after the time was taken. Well, the Rafters have seen Jeremy Jones at his highs and at his lows. His last time out was definitely one of his lows, but it wasn't due to poor location. He only walked 3 batters, although it was a season high in walks. 1-2 the count, misses in the dirt for ball number 2. Now 2-2 to Mensick. But that's kind of been the focus for Jones, and when I've talked to him, he says, yeah, just get the strikes, get ahead in counts. That was not what he did his first time out when he walked 4 batters back on June 17th against Traverse City. Not his best outing, as the 2-2 count misses low. Now 3-2 to Mensick. But in the performances after that point, you could clearly see him working on throwing strikes. Only had 3 walks, 2 walks, 2 walks, 2 walks, 3 walks, and 3 walks. That's his game log coming back. 3-2 count, though, misses high, and there's his first walk of the game tonight. Sends T.P. Wentworth over to second base, and it brings up Reese McCarthy with runners on first and second and 2 outs in the bottom of the first. Still a 3-2 lead for the Rafters, but the tying run is on second. The go-ahead run is on first base. McCarthy, a left-handed hitting third baseman, sends one over to shortstop, and it goes under the glove of Harper into center field. Here comes Wentworth around third. He will score, sliding into third base. Now the ball gets away, and it's towards the left side, coming home. The throw once again off the line. It's up the first base line, but not coming around is Reese McCarthy, and the errors continue for the Rafters. The defense once again struggling for Wisconsin Rapids, and a couple of errors on that play have it now a 4-3 Dock Spiders lead with the insurance runner over on third base. Now a ground ball foul down the first baseline as Sam Pease gets a hold of that one. I thought that was about to be a little league home run for Reese McCarthy, but he was just gassed at third base. Probably could have come home to score if he had a little bit more stamina in there. 0-1 the count as that one misses high for ball number one. But you don't realize just how taxing it is to run around the base paths. It's 360 feet. So instead, McCarthy will be fine with staying at third base as the 1-1 count misses high for ball number two. Now a 2-1 count. I was going to try and write that in my scorebook somehow, but I forgot what happened on the play about as soon as it happened, so I'm waiting for it to show up on our online scorecard. 2-1 count to Sam Bees, right-handed hitting DH, and this one is sent out towards left field. That will get down for a base hit. It's an RBI single for Sam Bees, and he will stay put at first base. Offense continues rumbling for the Dock Spiders as Reese McCarthy came home from third base, and with that, it was the 35th pitch of the first inning, so Jeremy Jones will be chased from the game after just one inning as well. So officially, Reese McCarthy reached first on an E6 back on the previous play. Now at the plate, the 9-hole batter, Rex Watson, takes the first pitch high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Watson, the left-handed hitting right fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Jones on the mound, 1-0 count, gets a swing and a miss to bring it 1-1. And Watson from the University of San Diego, batting .236 on the season, but up for the first time this game. It's still the first inning. There's two away and a runner on first. 5-3 lead for the Dock Spiders, and the 1-1 count drops in there for strike number two. 1-2 the count. Well, due to the error, only two of those runs this inning are going to be earned against Jeremy Jones. 1-2 the count, grounded over to short. There's Harper, picks it up, flips it over to second, and that will take us through the end of the first inning. 6-4 on the fielder's choice. And finally, through the first, but not before damage was done by the Dock Spiders. They score 5 runs on 4 hits. There were also 2 errors by the Rafters, while the Dock Spiders left 1 on base. We go to the top of the second. It is 5-3 Dock Spiders on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Camden Broski taking the mound for the Dock Spiders here in the top of the second inning. The Rafters trailing it 5-3 after an offensive first inning all around. And, well, Jeremy Jones did hit the pitch limit with 39 pitches, so he will not be back out for the second. and we'll have a final line for him coming up next. But before that, we have a final line for Dylan Emmel. And Hiroto Kobayashi leading things off. He's got an 0-1 count. Now coming home, Broski gets the second pitch called for a strike. 0-2 the count. Kobayashi will be followed by Eric Harper and Royce Clayton Jr. due up in the top of the second. Kobayashi, right-handed hitting right fielder. Righty-righty matchup. Grounds one softly over to third base, and it just rolls foul, as that would have been a swinging bunt. But instead, it goes into foul territory, like I mentioned, and it will be still an 0-2 count. And Dylan Emmel, his final line, he goes just the one inning, and he allowed three runs. All three were earned on four hits, one walk, and one strikeout. 0-2 count now to Kobayashi, and he once again spoils it as it goes back to the backstop, bouncing towards the net, and still an 0-2 count. Emmel didn't hit anyone with a pitch, he didn't balk, and he also did not have any wild pitches, faced seven total batters on 39 pitches. Kobayashi lifts one high in the air, pop up towards the first baseman. There is Hankerson, and he makes the catch for out number one. Brings up Eric Harper with the bases empty and one away in the top of the second. Still a two-run Dock Spiders lead. And Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Broski on the mound. And a little bit of a look at Camden Broski, the right-hander for the Dock Spiders. He comes into this game as a guy that has pitched in just two games this season, gone five innings. 1-0 the count, is called on the outside edge for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Broski a 1.80 ERA. 1-1 count, fouled back, and makes it 1-2. Comes from Madison Community College, a native of West Bend, Wisconsin. Redshirt freshman and 6'195" on the mound. 1-2 count is called a little bit outside, and now a 2-2 count to Harper. That last pitch did not miss by much. Tough one to hold off on, and Harper, he has been slumping hard as of late, trying to break out of it. 2-2 the count. It's hit high in the air out towards right field. Running up on it now. Underneath it is Rex Watson, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down in the second inning, and Broski seeing a little bit more success against this Rafters team than Dylan Emmel did, but now it's back to the top of the card where Royce Clayton Jr. steps back up for his second plate appearance of the game. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder, it's a righty-righty matchup with Broski on the mound. Clayton 1-for-1 in the game. First pitch misses high for ball number one. That one didn't get the kind of break that Broski was hoping for. It's a 1-0, and his last time out, Broski got the win in a 15-14 game at Lakeshore. 1-0 count, ripped off of the glove of the third baseman in fair territory, and it bounces into foul territory. Clayton over to first base. That was steaming off the bat. Oh, man. An absolute rocket over to third base. And although it was in and out of the glove, it will be a single for Clayton, his second hit of the game, as it brings up Kareem Arusovic with a runner on first and two away in the top of the second. Arusovic represents the tying run with the Rafters down 5-3, and the first pitch to him misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Going back to the first inning, Arusovic had a single and ended up moving Clayton over to third. 1-0 count, misses outside, now 2-0, and the first five consecutive batters for the Rafters each reached safely. 2-0 the count, move back to first base, and tag applied, but not in time as Clayton was back very early. And so still a 2-0 count to Arusovic. On deck, it's Jake Beauchesne, who doubled earlier. 2-0 the count coming home. It's a pitch that misses high. Now 3-0 to Arusovic. And Arusovic just taking his time at the plate. Got no worries about it right now. And likely watch this one. 3-0 count right down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count. As expected, you don't often see players swinging on 3-0 counts. 3-1 coming home. This time, Arusovic sends it into left center field. It's dropping and gets down for a hit. Clayton is rounding second. Over to third. Throw comes into third, which allows Arusovic to go to second. So it's a single that put runners on the corners, and then Arusovic advanced on the throw. So the Rafters now two runners in scoring position. With only two outs in the top of the second, they keep the inning alive. And Jake Beauchesne now stepping up to the plate. Right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with Broski on the mound. He needs just one out to get out of the jam, but the Rafters have the tying runner at second. First pitch to Beauchesne, misses high for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Beauchesne already in RBI. You go back to the first inning on that double. 1-0 the count coming home now, and a breaking ball hits the outside edge for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Beauchesne entered this game batting 280 with four homers. Home run right here would give the Rafters the lead as the 1-1 misses low to bring it 2-1. But all four of his home runs have come at home for the Rafters. Still looking for the road homer. 2-1 count coming home. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Now a 2-2 count. And along with that, Jake Beauchesne, his home runs have come without runners on the bases. All four of them solo shots. 2-2 coming home. It's hit out towards right field. Dropping, but the right fielder is there, and he'll make the play for out number three. So the Rafters cannot score in the second inning. Despite the two hits, there were no errors, and the Rafters left two on base. We go to the bottom of the second. It's 5-3 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
The new pitcher into the game for the Rafters is A.J. Buonasetta. And Buonasetta coming in for Jeremy Jones after a rough first inning. And so that finishes Jeremy Jones's line with a season short performance as Buonasetta takes over out of necessity. Jones was not allowed to come back out. He threw 39 pitches in the first inning alone, which did break that 35 pitch marker, which meant that he could not return, even though he only threw 39 pitches in the game. It's also worth noting Jones was only on 4 games rest. He had pitched back on July 18th. Pushed up a little ahead in the schedule here, and maybe that affected him a little bit. So now in the bottom of the second, it's 5-3, the lead for the Dock Spiders, and A.J. Buonasetta has the first pitch to Jaron Cotton, miss high for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Buonasetta, right-handed pitcher for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup with Cotton. Buonasetta leans back and fires home, but misses high for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Cotton up for the second time this game. He is 0-1. Struck out looking back in the first inning against Jeremy Jones, but did so on a full count. Now a 2-0 count from Buonasetta to Cotton. Takes a deep breath, leans back, and sends it home, and gets a high swing and a miss for strike number one. High cheese from A.J. Buonasetta, and that's the good stuff right there. 2-1 the count with Taylor Freeman and James Hankerson Jr. also due up in the bottom of the second. But the Dock Spiders already have a lead after scoring 5 runs in the bottom of the first. 2-1 the count from Buonasetta, and with that, a pitch clock violation called, and so an automatic ball. Now a 3-1 count to Cotton. He'll take the free ball. 3-1. Base is empty for the leadoff man. And Cotton just trying to get on base for the first time today. 3-1 count coming home, and the fastball clips the outside edge for strike number two. Now a 3-2 count. Full count. And Cotton trying to improve that season batting average. 3-2 count coming home, and it's fouled back into the netting to remain 3-2. And you go back to the first inning. The Rafters had a ton of momentum. They were leading 3-0 after the top of the first inning. The offense was clicking, an RBI double from Jake Beauchesne, a 2-RBI single from Landon Gaz. Bottom of the first comes around, though, and all of a sudden that momentum is snatched right away. 3-2 the count from Buonasetta, misses high and tight, ball number four, and Jaron Cotton draws a leadoff walk to start off the bottom of the second. Brings up Taylor Freeman with a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Still a 5-3 lead for the Dock Spiders. Taylor Freeman up at the plate. And Freeman, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup with Buonasetta on the mound. First pitch home, misses in the dirt, but it's blocked by Lachlan Maud. And a 1-0 count. Final line for Jeremy Jones. Realized I didn't give that to you earlier. He ended up going 1 inning pitched and allowed 5 runs, although only 2 of them were earned on 4 hits. Buonasetta fires home. Runner taking off from first. Throw on down to second. It is not in time. Stolen base for Jaron Cotton on the ball. And a 2-0 count now to Taylor Freeman with a runner in scoring position and nobody out in the bottom of the second. Already a 2-run lead for the Dock Spiders and looking to keep the offense flowing. Freeman, he is 6-for-6 going back to last game against the Rafters. He loves playing Wisconsin Rapids. 2-0 the count coming home. It is high for ball number three, a 3-0 count. He doesn't mind taking a walk, but I'm sure that he'd love to get a pitch to hit. James Hankerson Jr. is on deck, and Hankerson already singled today. Freeman also did as well back in that first inning. 3-0 count coming home. Fastball in there for strike number one. Now a 3-1 count to Freeman. And Buonasetta throwing mid-80s on the fastball. He is more focused on that breaking ball as kind of his money pitch. 3-1 count. Gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Now a 3-2 count. Finishing up Jeremy Jones's line, he did also issue 1 walk and 1 strikeout in his 1 inning pitched. Didn't hit a batter, didn't balk, and did have 1 wild pitch. faced 9 total batters. Pitch on home to Freeman is fouled back, and it remains a 3-2 count. Jones threw 39 pitches in that first inning, and that is to finalize his line. Buonasetta threw 2 batters. He's already at 13 pitches, and the Dock Spiders continuing to work pitch counts. Certainly worked against Jones in the first inning. Now a 3-2 count to Freeman, and he swings and misses on a foul tip for strike number 3. And the first K of the game for A.J. Buonasetta. It brings up James Hankerson Jr. with a runner on second and one out in the bottom of the second. Still a 5-3 lead for the Dock Spiders. And with that, a quick mound visit between Lachlan Maud and A.J. Buonasetta. Want to make sure that they're on the same track. And looking a little more in-depth at Buonasetta, the right-hander has certainly struggled this season, trying to get back on the right track. He's got a 15.88 ERA across his 3 appearances. His last time out showed a little bit more location. Able to go 4 innings against the Green Bay Rockers. Hankerson now at the plate. It's a lefty-righty matchup with Buonasetta on the mound. First pitch gets a big swing and a miss for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Back against Green Bay, Buonasetta did allow 5 runs in those 4 innings, but 4 hits, 4 walks. Trying to show off the location. He's got an 0-1 count. Brings it home and gets another big swing and a miss for strike number 2. And so far, when Buonasetta's been able to locate in this game, he's getting big swings and misses. Not just from Hankerson, but from Freeman and from Cotton as well. So it's all got to do about throwing strikes. He's ahead in the count 0-2. Pitch on the way home. It's hit out towards left field. Running up on it, it will be caught in left field by Jake Beauchesne. He throws it back into third and keeps the runner on second base for a simple flyout from Hankerson. Brings up Jonathan Fitz with 2 away and the runner on second base. The Dock Spiders trying to extend their lead further than the 2 runs which they already have. And Fitz, the right-handed hitting catcher, it's a righty-righty matchup with Buonasetta on the mound. Fitz 0-1 in the game, but he did have an RBI ground out back in the first inning. Buonasetta looks back to second, now brings the pitch home. Breaking ball misses outside for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Fitz batting over .260 on the season, but Rafters fans certainly might remember his name. 1-0 count coming home. Misses outside. Now 2-0 for Fitz, who has struggled a little bit against the Rafters this season, batting .222. However, he does have a home run. He's been able to hit for power. 2-0 the count coming home, and Buonasetta looks back to second, now brings the pitch in, but misses high for ball number 3. 3-0 the count. And Buonasetta toes the rubber with the runner on second base and 2 away. TP Wentworth is on deck if it gets there, and the pitch coming home is called for ball number 4, so the second walk of the inning for Buonasetta puts runners on first and second with 2 outs. And it brings up TP Wentworth with a 5-3 Dock Spiders lead in the bottom of the second. And the Rafters have still out-hit the Dock Spiders 6-4 in this game, although they trail by 2. Buonasetta hasn't allowed a hit in the second inning, but he has walked 2 batters, and a hit here could do some damage. First pitch on the way home to TP Wentworth, misses low and tight for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Wentworth against the Rafters batting .321 this season as opposed to a .259 seasonal batting average. 1-0 count coming home. Misses high for ball number 2, a 2-0 count. So he has feasted on Rafters pitching. although he's got 5 home runs on the season, none of them coming against the Rafters. He's got a 2-0 count here with runners on first and second. Buonasetta trying to get strikes, but Wentworth sends it into center field. There is Clayton. He will adjust and make the catch for out number 3. So once again, the Rafters able to work through it. There were no runs that came across on no hits, no errors, and 2 left on base. We go to the third inning. It's 5-3 Dock Spiders here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Do you love a good mystery? Want to dive into the minds of those who create them? Tune in to Masters of Mystery on WFHR Sunday, July 27th at 9 p.m. as South African mystery writer Stanley Trollope and New York historical fiction author Anna Maria Alfieri discuss their books, their writing journeys, and perhaps divulge the secrets behind their nefarious plots. Masters of Mystery is recorded before a live audience.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Camden Broski returns to the mound for the Dock Spiders after he had a shutout second inning. Although he did allow back-to-back hits, he was able to work out of the inning with 2 outs on a flyout from Jake Beauchesne. So leading off the third inning, it's going to be Madden Acco, followed by Landon Gaz and Luke Skinner due up in the top of the third. It is 5-3, the lead for Fond du Lac, as the Rafters hope to return to that first inning offense. First pitch on the way to Acco, misses outside for ball number 1, and Acco, the right-handed hitting second baseman, taking on the righty on the mound. It's a righty-righty matchup. 1-0 the count, and the pitch on home from Broski. It drops a little bit high for ball number 2. A 2-0 count now to Acco. And Acco walked his only other plate appearance, sends a fly ball foul down the right field line and out of play. Now a 2-1 count, and Acco did come around to score. That was the last time that the Rafters scored a run. Back in the first inning, he sends one up the middle, and that will bounce on through into center field for a leadoff single. So Madden Acco stays hot, gets the Rafters' 7th hit of the game, and we're still only in the third inning. They are certainly clicking as of now, and it brings up Landon Gaz with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the third. Still a 2-run lead for the Dock Spiders, but Gaz represents the tying run. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch on home misses inside for ball number 1. 1-0 the count, and Gaz back in the first inning ripped a 2-RBI single. And a big one at that is sent home those last 2 runs of that first inning. That's why it's only a 2-run deficit rather than 4. That pitch misses for ball number 2, and now a 2-0 count. And yeah, as I mentioned it, he has been on a red-hot streak as of late. He has a hit in now 9 of his last 10 games, including this one. And over the last 9 games, has a 1230 OPS. Takes that pitch low for ball number 3, and with that, Jonathan Fitz going out to talk with Broski, making sure that he's all right. Now ready to go. 3-0 count coming home, and the pitch right down the middle for strike number one. 3-1 the count, and Gaz can certainly get underneath one and send it out of here. He's got two home runs on the season, and he showed off the power in batting practice. Wind blowing out a little bit towards left field, and he sends one high in the air out towards center field, but not going to be well enough. Center fielder under it, and it will be caught by T.P. Wentworth for out number one. Brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with a runner on first and one away in the top of the third. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Camden Broski on the mound. Broski has allowed three hits through his one and a third innings, but he's been able to limit the damage on them. First pitch to Skinner, misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. The Rafters have been seeing him well, though. They have not struck out, but they also have not walked against Broski. 1-0 the count. This one is ripped into right field. Going down the line, it will land in for a hit. Skinner is rounding for second base, and Akko goes to third. He's now on the way home. Sent around, the throw coming in. It goes high and over to the backstop, and it's an RBI, maybe a triple to Luke Skinner. We'll see what they put that in as. Maybe a double, maybe a triple, but he ends up at third base anyways, and the Rafters have cut this down to a one-run game. It's now 5-4 the lead for the Dock Spiders, thanks to Luke Skinner. Officially goes in as a triple, and it's the first triple in a while for the Rafters. Hardest part of the cycle. There you go. And it brings up Lachlan Maud with a runner on third and one away in the top of the third. Now he sends this one into right field, a bloop hit that will land fair and bring home the game-tying run. It's 5-5 in the top of the third. RBI single for Lachlan Maud, and the hit parade continues for the Rafters. They now have nine hits through these three innings, and they keep them moving. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with a runner on first and one out in the top of the third. 5-5 ball game. Kobayashi showing bunt but pulls back as the pitch misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Camden Broski just not able to retire the Rafters right now, but a swing and a miss from Kobayashi brings the count 1-1. And Kobayashi was the first batter that Broski faced back in the second inning. It was a pop-out to first base. 1-1 the count, and the pitch misses a bit outside. Now 2-1 to Kobayashi. Right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with the runner on first. Maud represents the go-ahead run, and Kobayashi sends one down the left field line. Hooking, it will stay fair into the corner. Maud is rounding for third. Kobayashi is heading into second. It's a sliding double for the right fielder. The Rafters have four hits in the third inning. Another big inning, and they have double-digit hits entering the third. So it brings up Eric Harper with the Rafters offense continuing to roll, and Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, stepping into the batter's box, looking to keep this offense paced. The only batter who has been retired this inning was Landon Gaz, and that was on a deep flyout to center field. First pitch to Harper, a check swing as the breaking ball missed low. Did he go? No, he didn't. Called for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Harper 0-1 in the game. He flew out to right field back in the second inning. 1-0 count with runners on second and third and one away in a tie ball game. The 1-0 count misses in the dirt. Now a 2-0 count. That one kind of just got spiked by Broski, and trying to regain his confidence. Harper, the only hitter in the batter order that does not have a hit. 2-0 the count, and holds off as it misses outside for ball number three. A 3-0 count. So it would be very fitting to see him break up his hitless streak with one right here. But a 3-0 count, I'm sure he'll be taking all the way, and he does just that as it misses outside. Ball number four, the Rafters have the bases loaded once again here in the top of the third inning. Tie ball game, and with one out, it's back to the top of the order with the red-hot Royce Clayton Jr. stepping into the batter's box. And Clayton already 2-for-2 in the game. He has been on a roll as of late. These last two games have certainly shown off what he's capable of. Righty-righty matchup, and the first pitch called on the lower outside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Clayton, right-handed hitting center fielder. He singled both of his other two times at the plate. Has an 0-1 count. On third base, it's Lachlan Maude. Second is Kobayashi. On first, it's Eric Harper. 0-1 count, misses outside. Now 1-1 to Clayton. And Clayton has reached multiple times in each of his last two games. Went 1-for-4 yesterday with a walk. 2-for-3 the day before with two walks and a hit-by-pitch. Now a grounder over towards third. Long throw to first, though, and they turn two. Oh, man. Goes five unassisted, then back to first base, and that gets us out of the top of the third inning. Double play to work out of the jam, and Clayton not able to bring the run home. But that is going to do it for the top of the third. And in that inning, the Rafters did score two runs. They did so on four hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left two on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 5-5 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now the bottom of the third inning, and the Rafters did come back to tie it up in the top of the third inning on a two-run frame. They had an RBI from Luke Skinner that made it one run, and then Lachlan Maude tied it up 5-5. A.J. Buonasetta back out in the bottom of the third, facing off the six-hole batter for the Dockspiders, Landon Mensick. First pitch misses for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Mensick will be followed by Reese McCarthy and Sam Pease due up in the bottom of the third. Buonasetta, a shutout second inning, but he did walk two batters as the 1-0 count misses outside for ball number two. Now 2-0. But when he located his pitches, Buonasetta was able to get good results. 2-0 the count, and now Buonasetta trying to work from behind. He gets a foul ball towards the dugout of the Dockspiders, and a 2-1 count coming up now. Mensick walked his first time up back in the first inning and eventually came around to score as well on the error. E7 out there earlier from Jake Beauchesne, who tried throwing one in but wasn't able to locate it. Two and one the count. Now on the way to Mensick, and the off-speed misses outside for ball number three. 3-1 the count. It's a good change of pace pitch from Buonasetta. Looks about the same and doesn't have as much movement. But it just slows it down. 3-1 the count now. And he gets a pop-up towards shallow left center field. Running up on it, Clayton. He'll call off Beauchesne and make the play for out number one. One up, one down, and it brings up Reese McCarthy with the bases empty in the bottom of the third. Still a tie ball game, 5-5. The Rafters have out-hit the Dock Spiders 10-4. But a couple of meaningful errors back in the first inning for the Rafters resulted in a few extra runs coming across. Three unearned runs did score. Now Reese McCarthy at the plate, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup as the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. And McCarthy entered this game batting just 125, although in limited plate appearances for the Dock Spiders. Just three games. This is his fourth of the season. He reached on an error back in the first and pops one foul. Should reach out a play, and it will, over toward the grandstand. And now a 1-1 count. Reaching on the error, he ended up on third on another error and then came home to score on Sam Pease's RBI single. Pease is on deck here. 1-1 the count. And Buonasetta looking home. Takes his time. Now the 1-1 count. Misses high for ball number two. 2-1 the count. And Buonasetta looking to send this pitch home. He fires, but it misses high for ball number three, a 3-1 count. Three and one count with one away, and Buonasetta brings the leg up, fires home, but it misses high and blocked by Maud as he just had to keep it from going to the backstop. Ball number four, and it's the third walk of the game that Buonasetta has issued. Brings up Sam Pease with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the third, still tied 5-5. He's the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. Buonasetta once again taking time. Now fires home but misses outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count. And Pease mentioned it earlier. He had the RBI single back in the first inning. That's his only plate appearance so far. Entered this game batting just 184 but trying to turn it around. 1-0 the count from Buonasetta is in there, called for a strike to move it 1-1. Runner on first, McCarthy not getting too much of a lead over there, and the 1-1 count misses outside for ball number two. A 2-1 count, and McCarthy, in his three games for the Dock Spiders, has not attempted a stolen base just yet. Does seem to be leaning a little bit over there, but Buonasetta not having any pickoff attempts. And now McCarthy takes off, pitches low and away, throw down to second. It is not in time as he avoids the tag and a stolen base for Reese McCarthy. It's his first as a Dock Spider, and the count moves to 3-1 for Sam Pease. Still only one out in the bottom of the third. And a tie ball game. The go-ahead run is in scoring position. 3-1 count to Pease. Buonasetta misses the pitch outside for ball number four. Fourth walk of the game, and it puts runners on first and second with one out in the bottom of the third. And with that, pitching coach Mike Spears will head out to the mound to have a chat with him to make sure that he's all right and good to go. And Spears just having a chat with Buonasetta, wants to make sure that he's in the right mindset, because Buonasetta has had some up and downs this season, and his last time out did look a lot better, and in part due to being able to locate a bit better. But can't lose that at any point, especially when it comes to a game that's so dependent on confidence and feeling comfortable with your pitches. Buonasetta was able to go four innings last time, but walked just one batter per inning. He's walked eight batters in 5 2/3 innings entering this game, which is more than a batter an inning, in part due to his first performance that he had. So if he's able to walk less than one batter an inning, you think that, okay, he's going to be relatively fine. Right now he has walked two batters in this inning, however, taking on Rex Watson, the nine-hole batter, trying to work out of it. He shows bunt, puts it down the first baseline. There's Buonasetta, picks it up, throws to first. It's a little low, but able to be picked up by Gaz for out number two, and it's a sacrifice bunt that goes 1-3 and moves Sam Pease over to second base, and Reese McCarthy goes over to third. So runners on second and third with two outs in the bottom of the third. Tie ball game. Go-ahead run just 90 feet from scoring, and an insurance run 180 feet from scoring. Back to the top of the order, though. Jaron Cotton at the plate. First pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Cotton, the right-handed hitting shortstop, it's a righty-righty matchup with Buonasetta on the mound. Cotton 0-for-1 in the game. He walked his last time up back in the second inning. Time called here is a disengagement from Buonasetta. Make sure that he's all right. Now back on the rubber. Brings the ball into his glove and fires home, but Cotton fouls it back to bring the count even 1-1. Cotton from the University of Nebraska talked about how he struggled a little bit offensively, but he's still batting in the leadoff spot, especially because of his discipline. That's what you're looking for. He drew a walk his last time up, and in the first plate appearance, he saw six pitches before striking out. 1-1 the count, misses inside here, now 2-1, and with Buonasetta struggling with location, Cotton might be the kind of guy that you want at the plate right now for the Dock Spiders, a guy who's willing to take pitches and work the count. 2-1 on the way home, and Cotton laces it foul down the left field line on a line drive and out of play as it reaches into the grass. 2-2 the count. Buonasetta one strike away from getting out of this jam, but still a tie game, and so every pitch is going to matter. 2-2 the count, and Buonasetta looking home. He brings the leg up and fires. Breaking ball misses high for ball number three. 3-2 the count, and not able to get the drop to that pitch like he was hoping for, and just missed above the strike zone. Tried to get Cotton tied up, but once again he shows off the discipline. A full count to Jaron Cotton, and Dock Spiders continuing to work Buonasetta's pitch count. 3-2 coming home, and this time it misses high and outside. Ball number four, and Jaron Cotton is on for the second time today. His second walk of the game, and it's the fifth walk issued by A.J. Buonasetta. Brings up Taylor Freeman with the bases loaded and two outs in a tie ball game in the bottom of the third. Buonasetta has limited hits, but he's got to find his spot right now, and Freeman could certainly do damage if Buonasetta mislocates one. First pitch on the way, misses high for ball number one, and Freeman was retired for the first time in a while against the Rafters on the strikeout back in the second inning. but it was on 7 pitches. 1-0 the count, and Buonasetta looking home. Takes a deep breath, now fires and misses it low and away, and a nice grab by Maud to make sure it doesn't go to the backstop. 2-0 the count. On third base, Reese McCarthy. On second, Sam Pease. And on first, Jaron Cotton. Buonasetta had a shutout second inning. Trying to go through a shutout third, 2-0 count. Misses inside and just avoids hitting Taylor Freeman as he backed out of the way. 3-0 the count, and Freeman looking to do some more damage against the Rafters this season. Freeman is 6-for-9 with an 1,800 OPS. 3-0 count in there, called for strike number one. 3-1 the count, and that's excluding his single from tonight already. 3-1 the count here, and looking to continue his rampage. Buonasetta looking to get a strike. 3-1 count. It's fouled off high and out of play on a pop-up. Now a full count to Freeman once again. Buonasetta having his pitch count worked. That was his 27th pitch of the inning. He's up to 51 through just 2 innings. 3-2 the count now with the bases loaded and 2 away in the bottom of the third. Can he work out of it? Fastball is fouled away and high out of play. Once again, Freeman will have a 7-pitch plate appearance. Unless there's a pickoff move. That brings up the question, though. Would you consider him if he started off next inning as part of the same plate appearance? Would you consider it a 10-pitch plate appearance or not? I would say no. 3-2 the count coming home. Fastball just low for ball number 4. And it's the 6th walk of the game from A.J. Buonasetta. He walks in a run as Taylor Freeman really worked the count well there. And it's an RBI for him to give the Dock Spiders a 6-5 lead in the bottom of the third. And not poor location on that last pitch from Buonasetta. Just couldn't get the swing. And it brings up James Hankerson Jr. with the bases still loaded and 2 outs in the bottom of the third. A 1-run Dock Spiders lead. First pitch drops in there for strike number 1. An 0-1 count. James Hankerson Jr., left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. On third base, Sam Pease. On second, Jaron Cotton. And on first, Taylor Freeman. 0-1 count on home, misses in the dirt and gets away from Maud as he tried to block it but couldn't do so. It goes all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch makes it 7-5 Dock Spiders in the bottom of the third. Now a 1-1 count to Hankerson. And runners on second and third with 2 outs. 1-1 the count, and Hankerson 1-for-2 on the game. He flew out to left field his last time up. 1-1 the count, and he fouls this one, lined it back into the netting, and a 1-2 count. Once again, Buonasetta one strike away from getting out of this inning, although damage has already been done by the Dock Spiders. They're looking to make it more. Two runners in scoring position, and Hankerson looking to drive him in. He's got 28 RBIs on the year, looking for 29 and 30. Sends one to the left field, and that sneaks on through. Now avoiding the runner, here comes the throw to second. It is a 2-RBI single from James Hankerson Jr., and he hits RBIs 29 and 30. First hit of the game off of A.J. Buonasetta. And that makes it a 9-5 lead for the Dock Spiders. Brings up Jonathan Fitz with a runner on first and 2 outs in the bottom of the third. Four runs have come across for the Dock Spiders in the bottom of the third. They also had a 5-run first inning. Now they lead 9-5. First pitch on the way home. Misses high for ball number one. And the walk-up song for Jonathan Fitz was Fishing in the Dark, but I feel like it should have been Dolly Parton's 9-5. 1-0 the count now to Jonathan Fitz. Pitch on the way home. That's in there for strike number one, a 1-1 count. I tell you what, if I was on music, that would be one of my favorite songs to play whenever the score was 9-5, especially if your team was in the lead. 1-1 the count. Pitch on the way home. It misses high for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Runner on first base is James Hankerson Jr. T.P. Wentworth is on deck. If it gets to him, he would be the ninth batter of the inning. 2-1 count, misses inside, now 3-1. Also, Buonasetta now officially over 35 pitches, so he will not be returning for the next inning. That was his 37th pitch of the inning, up to 61 on the game. 3-1 count coming home, and it's a fly ball off the end of the bat towards shallow center field. Now back into the infield. It's caught by Matt and Akko, and that is out number three. So the Rafters finally able to get out of this inning, but not before four runs came.